95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. That's where you're listening to. You can find us online, too, kymnradio.net. We stream off that website. We podcast off that website. We also stream off TuneIn Radio and podcast on just about any platform you could ask. So check it out. Right now, we have a special guest in our studios. It is the man with many hats, Galen Malika, the general chair of DeVita Jesse James Days, Rice County Commissioner. Let's start off with DeVita Days. Sure. Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the DeVita Days.
Sure.
Last year, of course, you had really no celebration. There was one day where we put together some things, and it was kind of nice to get together, but nothing like we've seen in the past. This year, things have opened up quite a bit, not quite out of the pandemic yet. But
correct.
But let's talk about the preparation for this year and just what, over the course of 2021 so far as planning going into this, how has that planning process gone? Has it been a lot different than what you've done in the past?
You know what? It has been, because the the governor didn't take the mandates off until, was it May or June? And so we're kind of crunching our planning into, 4 or 5 months versus what we normally have a full year to plan. So
if you look at the from the aspect of everyone else, vendors, the rodeo, everybody's trying to plan, but don't really know for sure. Was it difficult for, have you talked to many of the vendors and many of the people who operate among the DeVita Jesse James Days? Has it been difficult for them as well?
You know what? It has been. It was a difficult year last year. Most of those vendors rely upon county fairs and city celebrations and so on and so forth for their income. And so they went pretty much a whole year without income. So it was tough for them. So for us to work with them, again, we crunched it down into 5 months worth of planning. So we were doubling up on our work here in the last few months.
All right, so it's all hopefully done with now.
Right.
I know it's really never done with.
Correct. Until Sunday night.
Until Sunday night, because there are always things happening.
Right.
And of course, I was with the committee for many, many
years.
Yes,
you were, yes.
I know that full well as you do. But let's talk about some of the things that's coming up. Right now, underway, the first event is underway right now. And it's about an hour and 42 minutes old, and I don't think anyone has yet to find the horseshoe.
Correct. I don't believe anybody has found the horseshoe yet at this point in time. And it's always a fun event. So Tim always puts that together, and he's got a great mind for the clues.
He does.
Yeah, he really does. And so we'll see how soon someone finds it. If not, he'll have to ratchet it up next year and get a little harder if they find it too soon.
Now, most years, at least prior years, up until last year and now this year, we would normally have the new ambassadors have been named and such. That's happening a little bit later on this year,
actually
Sunday night. Tell us about that.
So we changed that up. Giulietti is the chair of the ambassador program. And after some careful thought, they decided to go to Sunday night for the coronation for many reasons. There was some overlap of the current ambassadors and the new ambassadors, and nobody really knew who was who. So that was one of the reasons why we changed that around.
All right. Is that something you see going forward that's going to be a new tradition?
I believe so. If it all works out, we'll continue on Sunday evenings.
All right. Once again, Galen Malika is our guest today. Next Wednesday, it all really begins in full stride. You've got the graveside services for Joseph Lee Haywood, and then the Haywood Award Banquet.
Yes. Yeah. So Joseph Lee Haywood Graveside Services is at the Northfield Cemetery across from the high school there. And that's at noon. Very important piece. It gives us an opportunity to reflect upon, Joseph Lee Haywood and, Gustafson was also killed that day. And the other heroes who were part of that whole situation on September 7th, 1876.
Yeah. And then it's on to honor Ray Osmond, who yes. this year's Haywood Award winner. Ray has been involved in so many things through his years, especially veterans causes, in particular veterans causes with yes. Legion and VFW.
Yes. Ray is our Joseph Lee Haywood Service Award recipient, and he is very worthy of the honor. It he has done so much for this community and surrounding area throughout his years, and yes, a lot of veterans causes, and that's great. So that is Wednesday night, and that is at the ballroom at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 5:00. Anyone that is looking at wanting to get tickets this year could call Jessica Irwin at 507-649-0551, or you could text her again, Jessica mm-hmm. Irwin, 507-649-0551.
You know, and then comes Thursday's Townie Day, and that is a time, you know, starting a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a four-day stretch of just about every group or organization in town has something going on that weekend.
Yes.
That's a busy time. Tell us about, you know, you have the committee, and the committee has a lot of dedicated workers, but the volunteers from the other organizations that come together raise money for their own cause.
Correct.
For about everything. So let's talk about that.
Sure.
That's a huge thing.
Right. So we have a lot of organizations throughout the community that partake in Defeated Just James Days in one way or another, from helping us set up fencing, from cleaning the rodeo grounds between rodeos, to cleaning the downtown and the carnival area, to carrying banners in the parade. So there's a lot of nonprofit organizations that partake. You know, you have the Masons with their corn dog stand. You have the swimming club that sells pop the day of the parade, pop and water. So there's a lot of nonprofits, and this is their number one, a lot of these organizations, their number one fundraising event.
Yeah, there are a lot of funds raised during defeat days, and it's not only by the committee, it's
right.
by, you know, so many organizations
right.
are involved.
Yes.
And that's a cool thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's a cool thing to watch them work. You know, you see a group doing some stuff and go over and talk to them. Who are you with? You know, we're with this club or
yeah,
this
St.
church
Peter's
or
church,
yeah, the
yep.
youth sports or whatever it may
right.
be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
It's great. It's a great fundraising opportunity, the volunteers are just great to work with.
Yeah, and you know, Thursday, it really kicks off. Of course, it's Townie Night, so the carnival will be there.
Yes.
They open up at 5 o'clock. You got bingo. You've got the entertainment center going on, and a lot of other individual events and little events going on
sure.
at the same time. That Townie Night's fun.
Yep. You know, you got the Giddy Up Horse Race, the pedal tractor pull, Thursday Night Thunder with the race cars. One thing that we had added this year is we have a classic car cruise on Thursday night. And that will be starting, 5 p.m. lineup and 6:30 takeoff from the pool up uh-huh. on 7th Street. So if you want to go out and see a lot of really, really nice cars, some really old classics, go up to the Memorial Pool area mm-hmm. on 7th Street on Thursday night.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Oh, it
and boy,
is.
They I tell you, there's people that love their cars.
Absolutely, there is.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch them.
And
parade
that's
through.
You know, that's put on down by the Sundowner Car Club, another mm-hmm. great organization in our community. They also do the car show, which is Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon down at the Lions Park. And Riverside Park there off of 7th Street as well.
Now, going into Friday, heading into the weekend, the ambassadors go around to the local schools and with the James Gang. And of course, the first of the reenactments on
yes.
Friday night.
Ooh. Yep, we have two reenactments on Friday night. We also have a rodeo on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So We have some great things going on Friday evening as well.
Yeah, the rodeo back in town, and they are always a big draw. Heading into the week, is there anything new or different this year? I know it would be almost impossible to plan like a new event and unveil it this year because you've only had a few months to get going.
So, you know, other than the car cruise and changing of the ambassador coronation, there's really nothing new to add to our celebration. Again, our timing was shorter than normal, but you know, we have the classic bingo from the firemen on starting on Friday. Mm-hmm. I think Thursday actually, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's a great fundraiser for the firemen and rescue. Great people that work very hard for our community.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we don't have an opportunity to get into all of the events that are going on because there's so many of them going on throughout the town.
We take up an hour's time here.
Yeah. So, but, you know, there are the, along with the bingo, the there's the Outlaw Run and Walk put on by, I think the Historical Society.
Yes.
Now. You've got the art stuff going on, craft stuff going on, the carnival all weekend. And, just a lot of fun. A lot of great acts at the Entertainment Center.
Yes. And, so, you know, people can go to our webpage, which is djjd.org, and they'll have a full listing. You know, if you can't find a brochure at one of the local retailers here in town, you can go to our webpage and find just about all the information you need.
Yeah. One other thing I'll ask you this is, we talked about the volunteers and the need for the volunteers and how much work they do, good things they do. Are you guys set on volunteers? If somebody out there is listening right now and they say, hey, I'd like to get involved in this and somehow, is there any person or anything that they, anyone they
sure,
get a hold of?
Yeah. Anybody that wants to can go to the webpage find my name under the general chair and my phone number's there.
Mm-hmm.
They could call me and contact me and we can certainly find something for people to do.
Yeah. And if you see one of the events or one of the things going on the brochure you'd like to be involved with, I'm sure all of those could use an extra hand.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, we wrap Sunday up with the parade at 2 p.m., which goes from the high school down to the block here just before, you know, turn up there at the library, just before here, your studio at KYMN. And and then, of course, the duck race afterwards, after the parade.
And after that, we've got the ambassador program as well.
Yes, at 5 p.m. at the middle school.
All right. Let's switch hats here because you are also a Rice County commissioner. So I want to ask you a few things about what's going on in Rice County.
Yeah. So, you know, right now, basically, we're our department heads and administrator are working on budget. We had some outside agency presentations of some organizations that work with the county, you know, the libraries within Rice County. We have an obligation to fund them statutorily for the rural residents that use the libraries in Rice County. But we give above and beyond that maintenance of effort that we're required to give. We give them more money than what actually we're required to.
Now, as you're going through that budget process, last year and this year have been really unlike any years that anyone in the county government has seen, you know, with the pandemic and stuff.
Right.
There has been a large influx of federal money, and I don't know, from my understanding, you run a lot of programs, state programs, through Rice County.
Yes.
So let's follow the money trail here. It goes from the federal government to the state government, then the state distributes it among the counties? Is that how it's basically done?
Yeah, basically, yes. So Rice County, we don't get it all at once. It's broken up into a few payments, but essentially it's $13.1 million that is given to Rice County.
Mm-hmm.
It's a formula they use based on population, et cetera, et cetera. And so we will be getting into that here coming up at some point, looking at how we're going to spend that money. There's certain guidelines that those funds can be distributed. Just like last time, there was certain, we got $8 million last time around.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain guidelines you have to follow to distribute those funds.
Now, to give us to wrap our heads around how much that is in relation to the annual budget for Rice County. What is the annual budget, and is that going to play a large role in it in 2021 and as we go forward in 2022?
Sure, it will, because you have to claim that money. Mm-hmm. Normally our budget fluctuates a little bit, but on average $64, $65, $66 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it fluctuates because grant monies or monies from the federal government coming in,
mm-hmm.
Highway funding, et cetera, can fluctuate your budget from year to year.
All right. So, let's go into what is going on right now, bringing us up to date. You know, it's road construction season. Are all the projects moving along in a timely manner on budget?
Sure. They
on time and under budget.
You know, weather, we haven't had a lot of rain this year, yeah. So they've been able to get out and work and get projects taken care of. And so those should be, you know, they usually wrap up in October,
mm-hmm.
you know, November at the latest. But most of those projects will wrap up probably in October.
Galen Malika is with us. He is a Rice County commissioner for the Northfield area, representing the Northfield area. Is it District 2? Is that
what? District 2, yes.
District 2, okay. We're talking about some of the things that have been going on in Rice County and will be going on in Rice County. You know, one of the things that has been things that people have been working on, both government and private and nonprofit groups and such, is the Milt Town Trail.
Correct.
I want
yes.
to talk about that a little bit, because we're getting not very closer to completion, but there are so many steps you have to go through, and it looks like not that the end is in sight, but we are, over the years, have made step by step by step by step progress with the Milltown Trail. I know you've been familiar with that.
Sure.
Can you explain what's where we're at and where it's coming?
I happen to be the chair of the Milltown's Trail committee this year, and the Milltown's Trail Committee consists of Rice County, Dundas, Northfield, Faribault.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting closer. We have like a 3-mile stretch that we have to work on over in the Faribault area. So the DNR has purchased most of the property all the way up to Faribault, County Road 9 area. And then, so there's a 3-mile stretch from County Road 9 into the city of Faribault,
mm-hmm.
that we have yet to designate a route and approach property owners on purchasing property to finish the trail. That's just the purchasing of the property. Then it goes into, doing the actual trail and getting the funding to lay down the do the trail work and lay down the asphalt for the trail.
Yeah, and that's that funding is what's causing the step-by-step-by-step process.
Yes.
You can't buy something if you don't have the money.
Right, yes. And so this on the Dakota County side of the mm-hmm. Milltown's Trail, they're working very hard as well. And over in the Randolph area, they did a lot around the Lake Bilsby area. Now they're moving on to the Randolph area. Dakota County is working with Waterford Township on the Waterford Bridge.
I've noticed that this summer. Yep, yeah.
They've filled some funding gaps that Waterford Township had, and they're redecking the bridge and getting it ready for the day when the trail will go through that area.
Yeah, that bridge is well over 100 years old.
1908, I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think it's 1908.
I was thinking right around there, too, yeah. And it's well over 100 years old, and I don't know how many times I passed over that, heading out to where the radio station was at that time. And, it looks so ancient and small and archaic now, but at the same time, when they get that trail completed, it's going to be, what a great piece of history. I'm glad they're able to save that.
Yes, absolutely. And then we have the city of Northfield, of course, that has designated their trail through mm-hmm. the city, the Milltown's Trail, through the city of Northfield, out to Highway 19 East. And so the city of Northfield has worked really hard as well throughout the years on trying to navigate which direction the trail is going to go in,
mm-hmm.
and dedicating funds to the trail through the city of Northfield.
All right. One last thing while we have you in here, and that's we've been talking about the jail and the progress that has been making. That's once again a step-by-step process.
Right.
Where is that coming back to the county commissioners at some time? You still have to pick a site. That's
right.
The next thing,
yep.
Right?
So we did have a meeting here weeks ago and looked at some different properties. We did give authority to staff to start negotiations on a piece of property on the north side of Faribault.
Okay.
And so we'll see where those negotiations go. But yes, that is definitely a step-by-step process as well.
Do you have, those negotiations, who knows how long they're going to go on, but do you have any clue as to how long they might be going on?
I would think it won't take long, and we'll get there on the property.
All right. So as far as breaking ground and everything, is that still or looking for early next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. If all goes well, they'll break ground in the spring of next year.
All right. Well, Galen, thank you so much. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here today. Thank you,
all
Jeff.
Right. Well, anytime, you're welcome to come in. I know you're going to be busy for the next week, so
right.
Enjoy defeat days.
Absolutely.
And work hard, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Galen. Galen Malika, once again, Chair of Defeat of Jesse James Days and also County Commissioner. You're listening to 95.1 The One. Coming up next, we have National Security This Week with your host, John Olson. Thanks for tuning in.
Are you looking for a rewarding full-time or part-time job? Laura Baker Services Association wants you to join our amazing team of direct support professionals. We are dedicated to providing exceptional support to clients with developmental disabilities. We've recently raised our starting wage to $13 an hour, and you will be eligible for a pay increase at 6 months and 12 months. We have a variety of shift options available and flexible scheduling and a comprehensive benefits package for full-time employees. Are you ready to make a difference in people's lives? Go to laurabaker.org/employment and fill out an application.
The forced air system in your home keeps you comfortable year-round, but most people don't know. There's a lot more than air coming out of your ducts. Let the professionals at ServiceMaster by Iat get the dust, dirt, allergens, and even dust mites out of your ducts and out of the air you breathe, so your family can breathe clean, healthy air once again. You have a choice of who to call when it comes to cleaning your ducts and improving the air you breathe. Make the right choice. Demand the best.
Demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster.
ServiceMaster by Iat, 877-945-0993.
Hello? Marty, it's Doc Brown. I need you.
What's up, Doc?
We gotta be at the Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers block.